You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We're broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. Welcome back to Chopped and Screwed, the show on all things sampling. I'm your host, Alex Haddon, and I'm here with special guest, Icia.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for coming on the show. Today's episode is a little bit of a flipped episode. Usually, we talk about a modern day artist and their samples, but today, Icia, do you want to introduce what we're talking about?
Yeah, so we are going to be talking about an artist who has been sampled by many, many people throughout history, the one and only Gil Scott-Heron, often referred to as the father of hip hop by a lot of people.
I would say so. Just kidding.
I agree. I love Gil. I grew up listening to him because my dad's a big fan. And I didn't realize how influential he was until later, but I love his music on its own, and I love the impact that he's had on a lot of people.
Yeah, there's not a lot of artists that you can talk about in terms of, like, sampling, like, have been sampled a bunch, right? There's certain songs that have been sampled to death.
True.
But you have, like, an artist like Gil Scott-Heron, who a lot of his work has been used in hip-hop and all around the world, kind of like in terms of songs and stuff like that. So that's pretty cool and unique. And so we can do a full episode on it, which is kind of cool.
Exactly. And there's so much more. Like, this is like tiny tip of the iceberg, but there were like a million options of songs and people we could have talked about who have used his music in their own music. But
sweet.
I picked what I could.
Okay, cool. Sweet. Well, do you want to give us some background on Gil Scott-Heron?
Sure. So he's a musician from 70s, 80s. He was a spoken word poet as well. He made R&B and jazz. He kind of grew up all over the place, so I feel like he spent a lot of time in the South, but also in like Northern, Midwestern United States. He's kind of been all over, so his music reflects that in a lot of ways. And obviously, musically, he's had a lot of impact on hip-hop, but I think the way he talks about politics in his lyrics and like how he approaches social issues is like an even bigger impact he's had on the genre. I watched this like little mini documentary with a bunch of modern musicians talking about him, like Earl Sweatshirt and a bunch of people, and they're all saying how when they listened to his music, it was the first time they'd heard a musician engage with politics in a way that was like real, but also engaging and like entertaining. Apparently he was really funny. Like his live shows like turned into stand-up sets, and he was like super charismatic.
Yeah. I think what's really cool is he kind of walked the line between like a poet and a musician. Mm-hmm. So like, I think one of his like most known styles is he was a jazz poet, which is like the fundamentals of hip hop, like spoken word over music, which is really, really cool. And it kind of blends the two kind of creative like outlets, like poetry and music, into one. So I thought that was really cool.
Very, very cool. Yeah. And he was really cool. Like just any video I see of him, he just seems like the coolest guy ever. And I don't know, just very charismatic and everything that kind of embodies a lot of what hip hop is, I think, today.
Cool. All right. So do we want to talk about the first song?
Yeah. So first song, we're going to start with his song and then who sampled it after. But this is We Almost Lost Detroit. This is a live version that he played in Bremen, Germany. It's about a nuclear plant in Detroit that almost had a really bad meltdown. And if it had happened, it would have like completely ruined the city. So that's what the song's about. And then Black Star sampled it in their song, Brown Skin Lady.
Cool. Yeah. All right, let's listen to it. We're still here. We're just waiting for it to...
Slight technical difficulty. Okay, here's the song.
All right, here we go. It stands out on the highway like a creature from another time. It inspires the babies.
and just 30 miles from Detroit. They built a giant power station, and it ticks each night as the city sleeps, or maybe seconds from annihilation. Yeah, but no one stopped to think about the people, or well, just how they would survive. And we've almost lost Detroit this time. And how would we ever get over?
That was We Almost Lost Detroit, the live version from where was it?
Bremen, Germany.
Sweet.
What do you think of that version, Alex?
I really liked it. I liked it, honestly, more than the original. I think his voice and the quality of the recording just sounds really, really good. And I like that it was stripped down to just the piano and his voice.
Yeah.
Really cool. Well, let's hear it in the sample. What's it sampled in?
Brown Skin Lady by Black Star.
All right, here we go.
You got that good hair, too.
You like what?
I like girls with that light complexion look.
Oh, man. You're a moron.
I can't help it.
What, being a moron?
Yeah, that, too.
You're the first one out there with a dashiki talking that crap.
I'm a victim.
Good hair. Nigga, you so brainwashed.
I'm a victim,
your
brother.
Problem. You're a victim.
Shut I'm a up. Victim of 400 years of conditioning.
Shut up.
The man has programmed my conditioning. Mm-hmm. Even my conditioning has been conditioned.
Came from your mother. Looking all sick. Black star keep shining. You like, yo, let me ask you something.
Everybody on the avenue, I know when they see you say, there she is.
Fresh of the Tony Rambo's vegetables at African street festivals where incredible women is plentiful. Over the years I met a few, none of them compared to you, preparing you to make food bearable, something terrible. Blessy, you fruitful, beautiful, smart, lovable, huggable, doable like art, suitable to be part of my life. Copper tone, owe you copyright infringement. Pay, you been this tense since way back in the day. It's like I'm standing there, you know, appreciating God's design, and then you showed up, it's like you read my mind. Damn, she's fun. I think I add the R-E in front of that and see if she need to get with a cat like me.
I like the way you walk.
Many compliments, but I am confident. Used to have a complex about getting too complex. You got me willing to try. Look me in the eye, my head is still in the sky since you walked on by. I'm feeling high, got my imagination flickering like hot flames, is how it seems. You make me want to ride the coal train to a love supreme. My brown lady creates environments for happy brown babies. Yes. I know it sounds crazy, yes. But your skin's the inspiration for cocoa butter. You provoke a brother, we should get to know one another. I discover when I bring you through, my people say true. All I can say is all praise due. I thank God for a beauty like you.
Brown skin lady.
Yes. Just cause to the brown skin lady.
Where you going?
On the planet
Brown
Earth.
Skin
yeah.
lady.
Without makeup, you're beautiful. What you need to paint the next face on? We're not dealing with your
You're listening to Chopped and Screwed on CITR 101.9 FM or online at CITR.ca. What you just heard was Brown Skin Lady by Black Star, which samples We Almost Lost Detroit by Gil Scott-Heron, the topic of our show today.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm in the studio with Isia.
Hi. Hello.
If you didn't know, Isia is the music and volunteer manager here at the station. Come by, say what's up. She sits around the corner of the entrance.
Yeah, I'm here all the time. So if you ever have any questions or want to get involved at CITR, please come.
Yeah. Yeah. Say what's up. Say what can I do to get started.
And then I will answer.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
Okay, cool. Let's talk a little bit more about Gil.
Yeah. When I was picking songs for this, since there were so many options, I was a bit overwhelmed. But one thing I did find interesting was that obviously people always talk about him in relation to hip hop, but there's been people of all genres that have sampled him.
Yeah.
The next two songs we're going to play display that. The Bottle, which is one of his, I think, probably more famous songs about, you know, alcoholism, was sampled by CC Peniston. I can never say her name, but she's one of the like big pioneers of house and dance music.
Oh, cool.
Her song Finally, people probably know, she's very famous, very good song. And she sampled The Bottle and made it fun. And it's a song called My Boo, and it's fun and dancey. It's a club hit.
Perfect.
I think. Yeah.
All right. So are we going to listen to The Bottle first?
Yeah. So okay. First, we're going to hear The Bottle by Gil Scott, and then we're going to hear My Boo by CC Peniston.
Okay. And then we'll take a break and we'll be right back after. All right. Here is The Bottle.
Uno, dos, uno, dos, tres, cuatro. You see that black boy over there running scared? His old man in a bottle. He done quit his 9 to 5. He drink full time, and now he's living in a bottle. See that black boy over there running scared? His old man got a problem, and it's a bad one. He ain't done pawned off damn near everything. His old woman waiting to pay for bottle. And don't you think it's a crime? Huh.
ever come looking for me, you know where I'm bound to be, in the bottom. Turn around, look around on any corner. If you see some brother looking like a goner, it's gonna be me. Sing the song. Na 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 na
That was The Bottle by Gil Scott-Heron. I've never heard that song before, and I really like it.
It's really funky.
Yeah, it is like, super funky. I can totally see how it becomes a house track.
Yeah. The lyrics are sad, but the song's not.
Song's like, great.
It's
yeah.
A jam party.
Okay, so what do we got next?
Up next, we got My Boo by CeCe Peniston.
All right, here we go.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakuya, Talib Sin, Homasque Mustayo.
Wrestling fans, let's get ready to rumble!
Boom Pro Wrestling is coming to you live from the Great Hall at the Nest on Friday, March 22nd. Wrestling maniacs of all ages are welcome to watch these talented fighters duke it out at UBC. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. and bell time is at 7:30 sharp. Enjoy the cash bar as you cheer on your favorite players. Visit boomprowrestling.com to purchase your tickets. And hurry, because this event is sure to be a knockout. Don't miss Boom Pro Wrestling at UBC campus on March 22nd.
You're listening to Chopped and Screwed on CITR 101.9 FM. We're talking about Gil Scott-Heron doing a little reverse episode, talking about the songs that have been sampled in his discography by other artists. We've heard We Almost Lost Detroit, which was sampled in Brown Skin Lady by Black Star. And then we also heard The Bottle, which is sampled by My Boo by CeCe Peniston.
Great stuff.
Yeah. Next song. Hit
next
it.
Next song.
I see ya.
So the next Gil song we got is Home Is Where the Hatred Is. Obviously, very sampled. Kanye sampled it. A lot of other people have sampled it. But the sample I chose is Boy George's, which I thought was very random. He's like an 80s kind of poppy person. And he sampled it in his song, You Are My Heroine.
Sweet. So yeah. I guess just another example of like his music being sampled in not just hip hop.
Yeah.
And like neo soul, really kind of expanding out. Like that's how much influence he had.
Yeah. He has a big reach. And I feel like this is a case of sampling where like the themes of the song lended themselves well to what Boy George was singing about.
Mm.
So maybe it wasn't even the music that Boy George liked. It was like the lyrics. And he's like, I want to use that in my song. Because it's more of, I guess, interpolation than like a direct sample.
Right. So
in this case,
we've talked about interpolation on the show, but if you forgot, sampling is kind of using the original content, while interpolation is using like the same sequence of notes, like progression, lyrics, but you're re-recording it in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
So
like Flowers by Miley Cyrus and the Bruno Mars song. I feel like that's the most famous interpolation on radio right now.
Right now, yeah. Maybe. okay, cool.
I don't know. It's like, I think that's a good example for understanding what interpolation
is. Totally.
Yeah.
Okay, so first out, we got Home Is Where the Hatred Is off the album Pieces of a Man, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Best album ever.
Here we go.
A junkie walking through the twilight. I'm on my way home. I left 3 days ago, but no one seems to know I'm gone. Home is where the hatred is. Home is filled with pain, and it might not be such a bad idea if I never never went home again. Stand as far away from me as you can and ask me why. Hang on to your rosary beads, close your eyes to watch me die. You keep saying, kick it, quit it, kick it, quit it, God, but did you ever? Sick soul inside out so that the world
Welcome back to Chopped and Screwed. That was Boy George.
You are my heroine.
You are my heroine, sampling My Way Home.
Yes.
By Gil Scott
Heron. Home is where the hatred is.
Oh, excuse me. Home is where the hatred is.
Yes.
By Gil Scott Heron. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Famous song. Not maybe as known sample of the song.
Yeah. Exactly. Up next, we have a bit of sampleception happening. Mm. I've always found this really funny and amusing, but basically, Gil Scott, as we all know, made Home Is Where the Hatred Is, and then Kanye West sampled that song in his song, My Way Home, which is on Late Registration. And then Gil found this amusing and cool, I guess, and he said, well, I'm going to sample you, Kanye. And then Gil sampled Flashing Lights on his song on one of his last records, I'm New Here. The song is called On Coming From a Broken Home. And it's more of like a spoken word kind of situation, which is cool.
Yeah, it gives a little like taste of what his other like art is.
Exactly. And it's interesting because it's like theme is home. Mm. Kanye used the theme home. Mm. He's using Flashing Lights, but it's coming back home.
Ah, very circular.
Yeah.
Very artistic. Very poetic.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder where you got that from.
Yeah. But yeah, here's On Coming From a Broken Home, part one, off of I'm New Here by Gil Scott-Heron.
I want to make this a special tribute to a family that contradicts the concepts, heard the rules but wouldn't accept, and women folk raised me and I was full grown before I knew I came from a broken home. Since I lived with my grandma down south, where my uncle was leaving and my grandfather had just left for heaven, they said. And as every ologist would certainly note, I had no strong male figure, right? But Lily Scott was absolutely not your mail order, room service, typecast black grandmother. I was moved in with her, temporarily, just until things were patched, till this was patched, until that was patched. Until I became at 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, the patch that held Lily Scott, who held me. And like them four, I became one more. And I loved her from the absolute marrow of my bones. And we was holding on. I come from a broken home. She had more than the five senses. She knew more than books could teach. And raised everyone she touched just a little bit higher. And all around her, there was a natural sense. As though she sensed what the stars say, what the birds say, what the wind and the clouds say. A sense of soul and self, that African sense. And she raised me like she raised four of her own. And I was hurt and scared and shocked when Lily Scott left suddenly one night. And they sent a limousine from heaven to take her to God, if there is one. So I knew she had gone. And I came from a broken home.
That was...
On Coming From a Broken Home by, part one by Gil Scott-Heron.
Yeah, and it samples Flashing Lights by Kanye, who sampled Home Is Where the Hatred Is by Gil Scott in his own song called My Way Home.
Yes.
Yeah, what a sample inception there.
Yeah.
Sampleception. That was
sampleception. Good. It's nice. I feel like we have so many stories of musicians getting like pissed at other people for sampling their music or interpolating their music, and it's nice to see like a positive experience,
right? Like an appreciation for what came out of it.
Yeah,
that's cool. I don't know. And do you think it was kind of like, hey, I saw what you did with my like music, mm-hmm. and I want to do like the same, or do you think it was more like tongue in cheek, or do you think it was like intentional? Like I really enjoy this, and I think I could.
I think it's the first thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
I'd like to assume. I don't know.
Yeah. Right. Cool. Well, we got one more pair of songs for you.
Yeah. So the last pair I picked is returning back to hip hop. We got "Peace Go With You, Brother," parentheses "Assalamu Alaikum," by Gil Scott-Heron, and that song was sampled by Kendrick on Section 80. On Poe Man's Dreams. parentheses, his vice, featuring GLC.
Sweet. All right. Here's Peace Go With You, Brother.
Your brother, recognition don't come cheap anymore. You my lawyer, you my doctor, yeah, but somehow you forgot about me. And now when I see you, all I can say is peace go with your brother. To matter much now, just what I say. Peace go with your brother. You the kind of man who think he got to have his own way. You my father, you my uncle and my cousin and my son. But sometimes I wish you were none. But I manage to smile and I say, peace go with your brother. For us to be arguing now. Time is right up on us now, brother. Don't make no sense for us to be arguing now. All of your children and all of my children are gonna have to pay for our mistakes someday. Yes,
and until then, may peace guide your way. Yeah. Peace go with your brother wherever you go. Peace go with your brother.
Used to want to see the penitentiary way after elementary. Thought it was cool to look the judge in the face when he sentenced me. Since my uncles was institutionalized, my intuition had said I was suited for family size. My mom is stressing my daddy side. I need me a weapon, these moves ride. Every minute, hour and second, ministers tried to save me. How I'm gonna listen when I don't even hear God? Heaven or hell, base it all on my instincts. My hands dirty, you worry about mud in your sink. You like to mistake a street score for real. That same that killed with you, squeal with you. I deal with you like my son, stare at the sun. And you'll be looking in my eyes, homie. Stand for something or fall for anything. And you working with two left feet at the skating rink. But anyway, this for my good uncles. 23 hours sending me pictures. I want you to know that I'm so determined to blow. That you hear the music I wrote, hope it gets you off death row. You came home to a pocket full of stones, a Metro PC phone, then you went back in. So when I touch the pen is in my view. I'ma get it right, just so you.
Smoke good, eat good, live good. 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 Smoke good, eat good, live good.
And I do this for the city. Got some Hennessy in my real smoke with me. Police, they gon' have to come and get me. If it feel good, tell you holly if you hit me.
You like the mistake of street, so for real. That same that kill with ya, squeal with ya. I like to start it out from the bottom and build with ya. Be on my last dollar and split the bill with ya. I'm 23 with morals and plans of living cordial. Not rich but wealthy, it's nothing you can tell me. My killings are not remorseful. The city got my back, before that I give them my torso. You think about it. And don't call me lyrical, cause really I'm just a that's evil and spiritual. I know some rappers using big words to make their similes curve. My simple-ish be more pivotal. I penetrate the hearts of good kids and criminals. Worrisome individuals that live life critical. So won't you bear witness while I bare feet, so you can walk in my shoes and get to know me. But anyway, this for my pops. On his lunch break, eating in that parking lot. I wanna be heard, probably thought he worked my nerves. But really, he was stressing me getting what I deserve. Somebody said my name on the radio. He ain't know I was ready for the world that minute. So the next time he roll up and drop grams in it, he probably be out of work, laid back while he
smoke good, eat good, live good. 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 Smoke good, eat good, live good.
And I do this for the city. Got some Hennessy in my real smoke with me. Police, they gon' have to come and get me. If it feel good, tell you holly if you hit me. Church is definitely on the move. And now we done took it up to the cathedral. Cause the ism is enormous. You know what I'm talking about? We out here rotating under the five P's. Proper preparation prevents poor performance. You know what I'm talking about? Doing my thing as I'm rotating with my speakers thumping. From the Windy City streets all the way out here to the streets of Compton. You know what I'm talking about? Church is definitely on the move. And we gonna continue to hustle and grow and develop by far. As I rotate with my true player partner by the name of Kendrick Lamar. You know what I'm talking about? This is the ism. This is the vision. You know what I'm talking about? Gotta get up off and get it, man. That's the only way your pockets gonna expand. I tell you every day, you know what I'm talking about? Apply yourself to supply your wealth. Only limitations you ever have are those that you place upon yourself. Church is definitely on the move, you know what I'm talking about? Exercise your wisdom. It don't depend on no one else. Cathedral, church, ism.
That was Kendrick Lamar.
Poe Man's Dreams.
Poe Man's Dreams. And it samples Gil Scott Heron's song.
Peace go with you, brother.
There you go. Thank you, Icia.
No problem.
That's going to do it for our episode today. Thank you so much, Icia, for coming on and bringing the artist.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yeah. Please tune in every other Friday at 1 p.m. We're going to go. The show's going to run until, I think, the end of April. Then we're going to take a hiatus for the summertime, likely. Maybe some sporadic episodes here and there. But yeah, tune in 2 weeks from now to another episode of Chopped and Screwed. I'm your host, Alex, and we'll see you soon.